Exercise 8. In 1974, the brilliant Caltech physicist and teacher Richard Feynman gave an address to his university's graduating class in which he unveiled his first principle of science. You must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person for you to fool. As Feynman well knew, any scientist would be elated to make a breakthrough discovery, to unearth the Rosetta Stone of his or her field. For most, the motivation is not money, not fame, not the short-lived glory that comes with a major new find. It is to make a difference to human knowledge, to contribute new and lasting insight about things not understood before. And therein lies the rub. For so strong is the desire to make a breakthrough that it's easy to become fascinated by a notion that is later shown to be dead wrong. Recent examples include polywater, cold fusion, and perhaps even the claims of ancient life on Mars.